Hey there, all you legendary tech leaders, members of the PeopleStack family. On this episode, I am going to address the question, is a 20-hour work week for a technical leader a pipe dream? So yes, we're going to be talking about freedom in the form of time freedom. And is that level and even more of time freedom possible as a technical leader? Pay attention, my friends. This one's going to be fun. Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical leader. I'm Jen Funk. I am a career coach and co-CEO of the PeopleStack, along with my husband, Rob Allen. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our free training at training.thepeoplestack.com. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts that our clients have used to command 300, 400, 500K plus salaries as tech leaders while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. And now, without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hey everyone, Jen Funk here, co-CEO of the PeopleStack. We are here to help technical leaders, badass technical leaders like you, live your dreams. And every piece of that, of whether it's upgrading your career to an even higher level, to director level, VP level, C level, or starting your own business and being CEO, being an entrepreneur, or whether it's about lifestyle factors, about where you want to live, if you want to move to Hawaii, you know, that'd be awesome because you can come visit us. or whether it's about time freedom or even more time freedom, working 40 hours a week. To some of you, working 40 hours a week may feel like a pipe dream because you've been working 60, 70, 80 hours a week so long. Or what's more than that, which is really what's less than that, what's more time freedom is working less. So maybe to you, what's next for you is working 30 hours a week, 20 hours a week, or 4 hours a week. Thank you, Tim Ferriss. I actually looked it up just before the podcast, the 4-hour work week, Tim Ferriss's original blockbuster. Who is this Tim Ferriss dude? Wow, he's really cool. 4-hour work week. That book was published in 2007, which is more than 15 years ago at this point, which also shows, speaking of legendary, how legendarily wise and how much foresight Tim Ferriss has. And it was in that book. And look, there's been a lot of other stuff over the course of the last 10, 15 years or so that has been more about time freedom. That yes, financial freedom, that's good and that's great. We need money. That's something that some of us just choose to accept and others of us choose to really embrace and create as much financial freedom, create as much abundance, prosperity as we can in the form of money energy. But for a lot of us, myself included, what's even more important than that is having that time freedom, because time is a resource and we don't get it back. I saw a quote the other day. I carefully curate my Facebook, so I actually did see this on Facebook, and one of my friends shared, it was about vacation, right? Take a vacation. You can always get your money back. You can't get your time back. And that's just, that just rings so true, you know, especially for those of us who may have dealt with health issues or have family members who have dealt with health issues and have unfortunately lost family members and close friends along the way. It's humbling. It's a humbling experience to then realize we really don't know how much time we have on this earth, in these physical bodies, in this human experience. We don't know how long we have for this. And regardless of whatever your beliefs might be about what's next after this earthly experience, after this experience and this physical body, we want to make the most of this experience right here, right now, on this amazing planet that we have, and this amazing time that we're in, of technological strength and wonder, and of, yes, there's the bad stuff, but you know what? I focus on what's good, and I focus on the fact that people are coming together, and there's more love and there's more light than ever during this time in our history. So we want to make the most of it. We want to make the most of it. So why would we want to spend more time than we need to working? Why would we want to spend more time than we need to doing those things that might feel a bit like a chore? So I do want to dive into this, because it's a really interesting question of, is the 20-hour work week as a technical leader a pipe dream? I'm going to come right out and I'm going to say, no, it's not a pipe dream. In other words, yes, it's not only possible, people are doing it right now. We have clients of ours, friends of ours, colleagues of ours who are doing it. And no, they're not all entrepreneurs. Some of them are. You know, so some of you may say, oh, well, okay, in order to do that, I need to run my own business, because that's the only way that I can have that level of time freedom. Nah, says Tim Ferriss and many others as well, that it is absolutely possible to have that level of time freedom in your life while you have what we might affectionately call a day job, while you might be working for an organization, working for a company that you do not own, that is not your company. As a high-level leader, as a C-level leader, as a CTO, as a CIO, as a VP, as a director. And actually, I'll share the way that my brain works. Little peek into the Gen Bunk brain. The way that I see this, that the higher levels that you rise, the higher that you rise in terms of the value that you're adding, the less you need to work. And I'm using the term work in bunny quotes. I'm going to get to that in a minute. The bunny quotes. What do we mean by work? What is work, really? How do we define work? And yes, I do want to be clear. If you are a technical leader and want to rise in the ranks, and one of your goals is to work less, yes, go for it, do it, make it happen. Be among the many, many, many technical leaders and other kinds of leaders out there who are already doing it. So I want to address a couple of things. So first, I want to address what I mean by work. And I also want to address the piece about how this is possible when you may not be seeing evidence for it. Because the brain wants evidence, right? The brain wants to see and hear and experience other people doing these things in order to like believe that it's possible. Which is one of the reasons that a lot of technical leaders join us and join the inner circle of the PeopleStack family and become clients. Because one of the best ways to be surrounded by other people who have as big and bold and audacious and what other people might call outlandish of goals as you do, one of the best ways to do that is to join a community of other people who are doing that, and to be surrounded by them all the time. So it's really, there really is a power of an inner circle, a power of a tribe there. But I wanna first address this idea of what do I mean by work? Because really we're not talking about numbers here. When you are working, 20 hours a week, 15 hours a week, 10 hours a week, 4 hours a week, even if it's 30 hours a week, creeping into the 40 hours a week zone, it's not about the number. Like, I bet that many of you are not tracking the number of hours that you're working. Maybe some of you are, but I'm going to venture a guess that most of you are not punch in, punch out. You're way, 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 way past that. You may have done that at one point in your career, but you just have this feeling of maybe either working too much, perhaps even to the point of overload and overwhelm, or you have this feeling of like, you know what? I'm good. I'm not overwhelmed yet. I don't want to be. And I know there's more space to have even more time freedom. Because I find myself doing things perhaps in not as efficient a way as I could. I'm not in the zone. I'm not in flow as often as I could be. And when I can unlock flow, that flow even more, I know that I'm going to have to work even less. And that's one of the reasons, by the way, that in my mind, as you add more value and as you rise in the ranks, you're working less because you're tapping more into flow. You learn how to tap more into your flow state so you don't have to work as much. You learn more about your rhythms, your daily rhythms, weekly rhythms, yearly rhythms, so that you're working when it's optimal for you, and it's like you get done in an hour what most people take 10 hours to do. And that's why you're able to. That's why the 4-hour work week is brilliant. You know, Tim Ferriss is my spirit animal, folks. Like, when he interviews me, this is how my brain works. Like, he asks people quite often, what's your spirit animal? And so when Tim Ferriss asks me what or who or whatever the phrasing is my spirit animal, you are, right? Because I'm all about that time freedom, and I've always been about it. So it's about a feeling, though. It's not necessarily I'm counting the hours and, oh my God, it was 10 this week instead of 4, or it was 25 this week instead of 20. When you get to the level, which is where I'm at, by the way, where Rob and I are at in running the people stack, where it's probably, I don't count the number of hours that I work a week, honestly. It's probably somewhere around 10 to 15-ish, maybe something like that. But when you get to this level, you don't count. It's about an experience. And it's about an experience of having a luxurious amount of free time. Almost to the point of, oh my God, maybe I should be working. Maybe I should be doing something more. Like, you know that feeling that you get sometimes when you go to, let's say, a resort that might be an even higher level of luxury than you're used to? A lot of people experience, not everybody does. It really does depend a lot on how you're conditioned and what your beliefs around money are and what your previous experiences are. But for a lot of us, when we go to a resort that is like a higher level of luxury than we're used to experiencing, or maybe we're spending more on that hotel suite than we're used to spending. You know what? Maybe we were used to spending $500 to $700, or maybe $1,000 a night for a hotel suite. And we decide to go all out for this particular, whatever it is, vacation, retreat, and we decide to spend $2,000 on ourselves for the $2,000 suite. Maybe it's the penthouse suite, a VIP suite, and we get the VIP experience, right? Maybe we do that. I experienced this, for example, when Rob and I went to Jade Mountain in St. Lucia. Just Google it, Jade Mountain, St. Lucia. Oh my goodness, that is for a lot of people next level luxury and next level investment in luxury as well. And so you might experience this, ooh gosh, this is not too much, like you enjoy it, but it's like this, ooh, it might be like, do I deserve this? Is this real kind of thing? Like, is that this level of luxury actually like pinch me? Right, I experienced that when we moved here to our house in Maui. We live where we have bi-coastal views of both the North Shore and the South Shore of Maui. It is Gorgeous, my friends. We see the sunset every single night, the sunset right off of our lanai. And I'm so grateful for it. I'm just so, every single day, it's like an even higher level of gratitude and awe and wonder for where we get to live and what we've created for ourselves. And I share this because there's still this, like, this giddiness. Oh my God, like rainbows, holy cow. Like, oh my God, double rainbow. Like, pinch me, is that real? And so I know that for a lot of you, you want that pinch me, is that real kind of feeling around the time luxury that you have, the spread out, and I have all this time to spend, right? Like, people talk about like silly levels of money, like it's silly levels of time, right? It's ridiculous levels of time where there's never a worry, never a doubt, never a fear that you don't have enough time. Same thing with money, right? We often worry because we're human. Many of us do anyway, about, do I have enough money? And, you know, I've done a lot of my own work around that over the last 10 years or so. And it still pops up from time to time. And it's just sort of, oh, there's the monkey brain again, wanting to worry about rent payments. And then it's like, why would one worry about paying the rent? That seems silly. I'm going to go on and I'm going to think about something else. And so it's similar. So again, little peek into the mind of Dr. Jen Bunk. It's similar with time, right? It's like, oh, what do you mean? I don't have enough. Or am I going to have enough time for that? So like, I've always had an even more flowy relationship with time than with money. With money, it's always felt a bit more intentional for me, just because of where I grew up. Like, I grew up in classic, like, middle class, suburban Connecticut, and not like the super duper, ooh, fancy schmancy Litchfield County part of Connecticut. No, like New Haven County, like, my mom was a stay-at-home mom. My dad was a tradesman. And we did not have loads of money. Let's just put it that way. We weren't poor, but we certainly were not rich or wealthy either. So I grew up with a scarcity around money. I grew up with a money doesn't grow on trees. I grew up with, you have to ask your father if you want that thing. And dad would always say no, because we don't have enough. So that's what I grew up with. And it's been a lot of intentional work to reprogram it. Time, though, for me, there's always enough time. I always have more than enough time. And so, yes, I've been doing intentional work around that too. And so it's like, I've been finding even higher and higher levels of time freedom and time energy. And so like, if somebody throws out the question, oh, are you going to have enough time for that? It just kind of bounces off of me. Like, what are you talking about? There's always more than enough time. Always have more than enough time. Like, especially like when I'm talking with clients and we might go a little bit over, but you know, they're cool with it, but they're like, no, if you have to go, that's fine. I'm like, no, I always have a time buffer for our clients. Like, absolutely. There's more than enough time. So that's what I know that many of you want to experience, the luxuriousness of a comfortably elegant time space, a comfortably elegant feeling of time freedom. And so what does work mean? Working X hours a week. So, because I'm getting there, right? Like, we're talking about the experience of it. Work is your output time. Work is the time that you basically put stuff out into the world / create the things and click the buttons and have the conversations. It's the time when you are in workflow. It's the time. So like, work would be meetings. It would be times when you're writing, times when you're speaking, times when you are making decisions, thinking/writing about your work, right? About what's next, so strategic planning kind of times, times that you're looking at spreadsheets, times that you're building slides. So it's stuff like that. You're outputting something, whether it's on the screen, on a page, or whether it's your words through a conversation. And so for technical leaders like you, and really any kind of leadership position, that pretty much captures the bulk, probably 80 to 90% for you, of you, so what your work is. Like it's basically what you usually might call your work. Right, so it's meetings, it's writing, it's strategic planning time, it's any time when you're creating something, outputting something, whether it's on the screen or on a piece of paper. And so that's what I mean by work. Any other time you are resting, relaxing, restoring, or you are gestating, right? Like you're not working, but there's, you know, it's like that concept of when a woman is pregnant, she's gestating. She doesn't have to do anything. She doesn't go like, oh, I gotta go work on creating this baby right now. Be right back, right? It's like just by being her, it's happening. And so we have our gestation time, we have our relaxation time, our rejuvenation time. And so with that definition of work, is it possible to work 20 hours a week or less as a technical leader? Yes, 100%, 100%. Because it's for so many reasons, I can't get into all of them in the podcast, but what I will begin with is by saying that what I will share on the podcast is that a lot of the work, the vast majority of the work that we do as a leader is about who we're being. It's not about doing. It's not about doing more. Like that's what our team is for. We delegate that. We give the doing to the team members. We're here to be a leader. And so that's why the vast majority of work that when you're at your optimal level of workflow, the vast majority of what you're doing is you're either talking to other people or you're writing slash planning slash strategizing. And that's the majority of the work that you do, the vast majority. Like very rarely will you be staring at spreadsheets or creating spreadsheets, maybe just for a minute because a team member's like, okay, here's the numbers. And you're like, okay, cool. Let's talk about what this means. But for a lot of you, you're doing way more than that and you don't need to be. That's the thing, you don't need to be. So a lot of this process is about letting go of the things that you don't need to do, trusting others, trusting yourself. And that's a lot of the work that we do with our clients. So that is from a high level, from a conceptual level, psychological level, spiritual level, even because we are talking about a state of being, why it's possible to work 20 hours or less as a technical leader. Now, I want to get to this piece about, well, I need evidence for it. So again, it's a whole other podcast, and I just may record one about, well, I'll believe it when I see it, right? I'll believe it. I'll believe that I can work 20 hours a week or less as a technical leader when I see other people doing it. Right, I need that evidence. And one of the main shifts that we help our clients with that I talk about all the time on this podcast is that you have to flip that script in order to create it. It's not, I'll believe it when I see it. It's, I see it, therefore. Sorry, scratch that. This podcast is not edited. Take two. So you have to flip that script from I'll see it when I believe it. In other words, I'll believe it when I see it. Oh gosh, do I need to take three? Yep, we need to take three. Check, check, check. Okay. You have to flip the script from I'll believe it when I see it. In other words, the order of operations is I see it first and then I'll believe it. You got to flip it. I believe it first and then I'll see it. In other words, it starts with you. In other words, believing in yourself, believing that it is possible, knowing, not just intellectual, but like an inherent knowing that it is possible for you, not just any old tech manager, not that you or any of you are just any or old, but you know what I mean, right? It's that I know that it is possible for me to work 20 hours a week or less while I deliver an immense amount of impact and have a ton of fun doing it. That's one of my core beliefs. And I knew it. And I knew it before I did it. And for many of our clients, that's the order that it has to go in. I also know that the brain wants proof. I also know that the brain wants proof. And, you know, I'm not here to like give you 50 references because I think that's your work. But here's the thing. I'm gonna help you get resourceful here. If you're wanting that proof, number one, you can find it. In other words, if you want to find technical leaders who are working 20 hours a week or less, know that they are out there. It's just a matter of finding them. It's kind of like you dropped a pin. You had the pin in your hand, right? And then you dropped it. You know it's in the vicinity somewhere and you just have to go find it. What I'm telling you is it's there. That they are out there, technical leaders and other leaders of similar flavors are out there, but they may be rogue. They may be rogue. Why might they be rogue? Because we live in a society where people wear overwhelm like a badge of honor, and that's shifting, but it's still the case. Oh man, I've been working so hard. Oh yeah, I've been working so hard too. How many hours did you work this week? Oh gosh, I lost count. Yeah, me too. Like I think it was probably somewhere around 60, 70, 80. Oh yeah, you go, man. Like you go, hustle, hustle, grind. We'll sleep when we're dead, right? Yeah, you right, exactly. Party on, man. I don't know why I said party on, but you know, I was in character. But it's not party on. I mean, that's kind of the point. That's, I said that ironically, where it's like, no, we're pretending that we're partying, but we're not. We're in overwhelm and our nervous system is in fight or flight way too often. And that's why people go rogue. And in the era of work from home, it's way easier to do that because it's about the value you add. It's about what it is that you're achieving. It's not how long it takes you to do that. It's not about that at all. You know, very recently, I'm going to give a very, very real example of this so that you can wrap your head around it. We recently moved into this house and we're renting. And we're very, very close with the owner of the house. She's a lovely woman. We love her dearly. She's awesome. She owns many properties on Maui. She's traveling the world. It's like, she's also my spirit animal. And something went wrong with the water pipes. The water pipes burst. And it really shouldn't have happened. It's not like it gets cold here. Like, so for those of you who live up north, you're like, what? What are you talking about? Water pipes burst. It gets that cold in Hawaii? No. So it really shouldn't happen. So something's wrong. Something was terribly wrong. And after about a week of water being shut off, turned on again, shut off, turned on again, multiple experts taking a look at him. After all was said and done, she found someone who was a referral from a friend of hers, who gave her a quote to fix it that was $3,000. You know, he did a little poking and prodding. You know, he didn't just say, okay, it's going to be $3K. It was like, all right, well, I'm taking a look at what's happening here. And it's looking like this, and it's looking like this. And like, he was saying all the right words, right? He clearly had the expertise in it. He clearly knew how to fix it. And he was like, yeah, I'll fix it. It'll be fixed once and for all. It'll be $3,000. She's like, all right, cool. And in a day, it was fixed. In a day, it was fixed. After over a week before that of other different experts who didn't cost as much, looking at it and kind of, it really did feel like they were shooting in the dark. Like, maybe it's this, let's try that. Let's try this thing. Okay, well, I'm not sure. Well, we're really not gonna know what's wrong here. So Whereas this dude came in, it was a day's work, $3,000. Because he owns his time, he owns his expertise. He's really, really great at what he does. And he delivers amazing value in a short amount of time. That's what we do. That's leadership right there. Leadership is everywhere. You're a leader. You work with many leaders. The people who fix your house are leaders. There's so many leaders out there. They may not call themselves leaders. Leader in this context, I mean, a leader in general is someone who raises their hand and says, hey, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to speak up. I'm going to figure this out. And in this context of creating more time freedom for yourself, a leader is someone who owns their worth, not just financially, but also time in a time way as well. And time, you own your worth. You own your time because your time is worth a lot, because you know that you can have one 30-minute conversation with a team member, with a stakeholder, with a CEO, with a salesperson, with a product person. You can have one half an hour conversation and change the trajectory for that person's life, for the company's vision, in like immense ways in just one half an hour conversation. That's freaking valuable, my friends. So it's about starting to own that and not trying to fill in the blanks of, oh my, I need to do more and I need to do more and I'm not doing enough. And it does mean going outside of your comfort zone for that, because in the beginning, it is gonna be not doing enough and you may drive yourself crazy. Like, if you haven't conditioned yourself for this, and if you were to just start working 20 hours a week instead of 40, let's say, you're going to drive yourself crazy, because you're still going to like find other things to do. And it's not about that at all. So 20 hours a week, that's what's next for many of you, or 10 or 5. While you continue to earn a premium salary, while you continue to live a luxurious life, while you continue to add immense value, that's what's next for many of you. And if it feels a little bit scary or a little bit not possible, but you know, part of you knows that it's possible, then that's the sweet spot. That's the sweet spot. And if you're right on the edge of that and you're like, oh gosh, yeah. Oh man, I know that this is what's next for me. I've been working my tail off, or I know that 20-hour work weeks are possible for me. I just don't know how to do it. And oh gosh, I'm ready for this. And oh man, I'm about to take that leap of faith. I can feel it coming. And that's when it's time to reach out to us for help. ThePeopleStack.com/book. That's the first step. It'll bring you to our calendar. Book a time that's going to work for you. And we'll chat. We'll chat about what's going on. We'll chat about where it is you are right now in terms of your career, in terms of how much you're working, and in terms of really like the piece of it that feels like it's what's not working for you. And then we're also going to talk about where you want to go. We're going to talk about what's next for you. What's next level for you? Is it 20 hours a week while you're a CTO, while you're traveling the world and adding immense value? Like, what's next for you? And you're going to get immense value out of answering our questions just from that, because you're going to have clarity. You're going to have your own roadmap about here's where I'm at and here's where I want to go. And then as long as it's a fit and you want our help and you want our help to fix it, in other words, to travel that journey, to close that gap, then we'll talk about what that would look like to work together. Lean into the luxurious, sensual, amazing feeling of having time freedom, of having that comfortable space to just bask in, feel that, because that is what's next for many of you. And as I'm feeling it, it's what's next for society. It's what's next for Earth as well, where we are, where work is not so central to what we do. We're not burning ourselves out. There are times when we output, there are times when we add immense value, most days, and then the rest of the day we get to enjoy. We get to gestate, we get to rejuvenate and be human and be badass while we're doing it. All right, folks, cheers and aloha. Take care. Until next time. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech leader at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our badass clients, our loyal listeners, every one of you who we've worked with. And I have to give a special shout out to my husband, Rob Allen. He's my co-CEO, the love of my life, PeopleStack Client Zero. And it is such a fun ride, finding new, ridiculously unreasonable levels of prosperity, joy, and fun with him every single day. And a quick thank you to Ketza for creating the catchy, inspiring theme music that we get to use in our podcast. We love each and every one of you. Big, big hugs, aloha, and mahalo.